Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldarayan. Today we're Sechus Baba Kama, Daf Samach Zayin, the seventh parak Merubah. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yosef taught that a thief acquires a stolen item through Shinui Hashem, a change in name. This is challenged from our Mishnah teaching that one who steals a crossbeam and builds it into a ceiling, thereby changing its name from crossbeam to ceiling, does not need to return the crossbeam because of Takanas HaShavim, implying that otherwise the thief would not acquire the beam, although its name changed. Rav Yosef answers that it's still called a crossbeam even when built into a ceiling. Rabbi Zera answers that a shinu, a chozik b'riyaso, a change that reverts to its original state, such as a beam which can be dismantled, is not considered a change regarding shinui Hashem. Rabbi Yosef is then challenged from a mission teaching that if a block of wood was first fixed into the ground and then hollowed into a pipe, thereby changing its name, the water flowing through does not invalidate a mikveh as drawn water, meaning transported through a vessel, because it's considered part of the ground. But if a change in name is significant, it should invalidate the mikveh. The Gemara answers, Shani Sheiva Dimid Rabbani. The law disqualifying water through drawing is different because it's only the Rabbanan and allows for leniencies. Point number two, Ula said, Menayin LeYeyush Ein Kon, from where we know that Yeyush does not cause the thief to acquire the stolen item. The pasuk says regarding korbanos, "Vaveisim gazu opiseach v'esalchola," and you bring what's stolen, the lame and the sick, implying a comparison between a stolen and a lame animal. Just as the lame one has no remedy because its blemish renders it permanently unfit, so too a stolen animal has no remedy and is invalid as a carbon whether before or after Yeush. This proves the thief does not acquire the animal for use as a carbon through Yeush. Rava quotes another source. The pasuk says carbono, his carbon, which teaches that only his carbon is valid, the lohagazel, and not a stolen one. Since before Yeush, this is obvious because he could not even be makdish the animal, the case must be after Yeush, yet the carbon is still invalid, proving he does not acquire it for use as a carbon. The Gemara wonders at Rav himself deflected this proof on Daf Samach Vav Amun Bey, saying that the case can be the gazel carbon dechavre, where he stole his fellow's carbon. It answers either that Rav retracted or that one of these statements was actually made by Rav Papa. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis taught, "Ein gonev achar ganav mishalem toshim kefil." One who steals from a thief does not pay kefil because he didn't steal it from the owner's possession. Rav says this is only before Yeush, but after Yeush, kano ganav rishon, the first thief has acquired it, and the second thief would pay kefil since he stole it from its new owner. Rav Shesh has challenged him from a brisa in which Rabbi Kiva explained the reason one pays dal the hay for selling or shechting a stolen animal, mivneshin the shtarish bechet, because he became rooted in sin. Rashi explains that by selling or shechting the animal, he's acquired the animal which will now never be returned to its owner. The Gemara assumes this means that the sin has become irreversible and therefore must be where he sold it after Yeush, so the Yeush and change of the buyer's domain jointly affect the acquisition. If the thief would acquire it with Yeush alone, he could not be liable for dal v'hei, since he's selling or shechting that which is already his. The Gemara answers that the Bryce's case may be before Yeush and can be interpreted mipnei sheshana b'chet, because he repeated his sin, although no acquisition was effected. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav Yosef taught that a thief acquires a stolen item through shinui Hashem, a change in name. This is challenged from our Mishnah teaching that one who steals a crossbeam and builds it into a ceiling, thereby changing its name from crossbeam to ceiling, does not need to return the crossbeam because of Takanas HaShavim, implying that otherwise the thief would not acquire the beam, although its name changed. Rav Yosef answers that it's still called a crossbeam even when built into a ceiling. Rabbi Zera answers that a shinu, a chozik b'riyaso, a change that reverts to its original state, such as a beam which can be dismantled, is not considered a change regarding shinui Hashem. Rabbi Yosef is then challenged from a mission teaching that if a block of wood was first fixed into the ground and then hollowed into a pipe, thereby changing its name, the water flowing through does not invalidate a mikveh as drawn water, meaning transported through a vessel, because it's considered part of the ground. But if a change in name is significant, it should invalidate the mikveh. The Gemara answers, Shani Sheiva Dimid Rabbani. The law disqualifying water through drawing is different because it's only the Rabbanan and allows for leniencies. Point number two, Ula said, Menayin LeYeyush Ein Kon, from where we know that Yeyush does not cause the thief to acquire the stolen item. The pasuk says regarding korbanos, "Vaveisim gazu opiseach v'esalchola," and you bring what's stolen, the lame and the sick, implying a comparison between a stolen and a lame animal. Just as the lame one has no remedy because its blemish renders it permanently unfit, so too a stolen animal has no remedy and is invalid as a carbon whether before or after Yeush. This proves the thief does not acquire the animal for use as a carbon through Yeush. Rava quotes another source. The pasuk says carbono, his carbon, which teaches that only his carbon is valid, the lohagazel, and not a stolen one. Since before Yesh, this is obvious because he could not even be Makdish the animal, the case must be after Yesh, yet the carbon is still invalid, proving he does not acquire it for use as a carbon. The Gemara wonders at Rav himself to fight to this proof on Daf Samach Vav Amun Bey, saying that the case can be the Gazel carbon de Chavre, where he stole his fellow's carbon. It answers either that Rav retracted or that one of these statements was actually made by Rav Papa. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis taught, Ein Agonav Acher Aganav Mishalom Toshim Kefo. One who steals from a thief does not pay Kefo because he didn't steal it from the owner's possession. Rav says this is only before Yeish, but after Yeish, Kanel Ganav Rishon, the first thief has acquired it, and the second thief would pay Kefo since he stole it from its new owner. Rav Sheish has challenged him from a brisa in which Rabbi Kiva explained the reason one pays Dal Vehei for selling or shechting a stolen animal, because he became rooted in sin. Rashi explains that by selling or shechting the animal, he's acquired the animal which will now never be returned to its owner. The Gemara assumes this means that the sin has become irreversible and therefore must be where he sold it after Yeush. So the Yeush and change of the buyer's domain jointly affect the acquisition. If the thief would acquire it with Yeush alone, he could not be liable for Dal Vehei, since he's selling or shechting that which is already his. The Gemara answers that the Brisa's case may be before Yeush and can be interpreted, Mipnei Sheshana Bechet, because he repeated his sin, although no acquisition was effected. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Zayin, and this one was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, and by Sean Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. A sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for karbonus since Yeush is not kona, got caught by police for stealing the barbecue from another thief and was told he would have to pay kafel since he stole it after Yeush of the original owner. Once again, slow motion. The thief standing by his barbecue, that must be warned off Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, which reminds us, on the previous stuff, Rav Yosef taught that a thief acquires a stolen item through Shinui Hashem, a change in name. Now, this is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one who steals a crossbeam and builds it into a ceiling, thereby changing its name from crossbeam to ceiling, does not need to return the crossbeam because of Takanas Hashavim, implying that otherwise the thief would not acquire the beam, although its name changed. Rav Yosef answers that it's still called a crossbeam even when built into a ceiling. Rav Zera answers that Shinui Achozu Ubriyoso, a change that reverts to its original state, such as a beam which can be dismantled, is not considered a change regarding Shinui Hashem. So the thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for karbanos, since Yeush is not kona, which reminds us, Ua said, Menayla Yeush Einu Kona, from where do we know that Yeush does not cause the thief to acquire the stolen item? The pasuk says regarding karbanos, "V'havesim gazu es apiserach v'esachola," and you bring what is stolen, the lame and the sick, implying a comparison between a stolen and lame animal. "V'apiserach d'leisrei tekanta klal," just as the lame one has no remedy because its blemish renders it permanently unfit. "V'gazu d'leisrei tekanta," so too, a stolen animal has no remedy and is invalid as a carbon, whether before or after Yeush. This proves the thief does not acquire the animal for use as a carbon through Yeush. Rava quotes another source. So that thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for karbanos, since Yeush is not kona, got caught by police for stealing the barbecue from another thief, and was told he would have to pay kafel since he stole it after Yeush of the original owner. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis taught, Ein Agonav Acher Aganav Mishalom Toshim Kefel. One who steals from a thief does not pay kafel because he did not steal it from the owner's possession. Rav says this is only before Yeush, but after Yeush, Kano Ganav Rishon, the first thief has acquired it, and the second thief would pay kafel since he stole it from its new owner. So once again, the thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for karbanos, since Yeush is not kona, got caught by police for stealing the barbecue from another thief, and was told he would have to pay kafel since he stole it after Yeush of the original owner. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Samach Gimel. So the simmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The thief on his kol davar pesha segue. That must be more on Daf Samach Gimel. The thief on his kol davar pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays kafel for, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source of the Mishnah's ruling that kafel is paid for any stolen item. A braisa derives from a prat uklal to include most items, but the Gemara said it should not include birds, or at least non-kosher birds, which should not convey any tumah, in contrast to the examples of the pasuk. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, kol ribuyahu. The word any in the pasuk of al kol davar pesha is an inclusionary term, which teaches to include all items, even inanimate ones, in the law of kefil. So the thief on his kol davar pesha segue, zipping past all the items, one pays kefil for, who was stopped by a shomer chinam who asked if he should falsely claim that an item he was guarding was lost or stolen from him, which reminds us, a mishnah is quoted about one who confronts a shomer chinam asking for his item, and the shomer says, avad, it was lost, and the owner then demanded he swear to his claim, and the shomer said, amen. If Adim testified that the shomer lied and he himself ate it, he pays only the principal of the item. However, if the shomer said, nignav, it was stolen from me, and agreed to swear to that effect, and then Adim testified that he stole it himself, mishalim tashlum kefil, he must pay the double payment, and this is the rule of atolim tainus ganav, pays kefil. So the thief on his kol davar pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays kefil for, who was stopped by a shomer chinam who asked if he should falsely claim that an item he was guarding was lost or stolen from him, responded that if he took a shvu after being atolim tainus ganav, he would have to pay kefil, which reminds us, a braisa derives that the case where a shomer pays kefil when he's tolen tainus ganav is only where the shomer swore like his claim. The pasuk says, v'nikrav b'habayis Elohim, and the homeowner, meaning the shomer, shall approach the court. This means l'shvua, to take an oath. Dav Samach Dalet. So the simmer Dav Samach Dalet relates to sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be on Dav Samach Dalet, sod. The secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil in the pasuk imhimatzei timatzei, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternate source for kefil on all items imhimatzei timatzei. If being found, it will be found. So the secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil in the pasuk imhimatzei timatzei and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motive but kanas use the same pasuk to exempt himself, even when Adim came after, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to the Tana, that one of the psukim of Shomer teaches a ganav's laws of kefil. What is the pasuk of imhimatzei timatzei explicitly discussing a thief coming to teach? It answers that Rabba Bar Hilai darshan is to teach Rabba's ruling. Motive but kanas v'achakach ba'u Adim pater. One who admits to liability for a fine, and then Adim came and testified as much, he's pater from the knas. The pasuk imhimatzei timatzei teaches imhimatzei be'edim, if it is found through Adim, timatzei be'dayanim, then it'll be found by judges that he must pay the knas. Prat l'marshi et satzmo, but this excludes one who incriminates himself. So the secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil on the pasuk imhimatzei timatzei and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motive kanas use the same pasuk to exempt himself even when Adim came after was surprised when a thief got caught and paid kefil even though he didn't take a shavua, which reminds us, the Gemara has ve'ema ganav atzmo b'shavua. Let's say that a thief himself only pays kefil if he swore a shavua, denying his theft. According to the Tana, the thief's kefil is taught in the psukim of Shomer. In a braisa, Rabbi Yaakov answers that the Torah says, Shnai Mishalem, he shall pay twofold, meaning Shelo B'Shvua, even without an oath. Daf Samachay, so the simmer Daf Samachay is Seh, sheep. So here goes. The sheep thief, sheep, that must be more on Daf Samachay, Seh. The sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefil according to its value, when appearing in court, which reminds us, Rav said, Karen Ke'en Shogonav, a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it. Tashumi Kefil, Tashumi Arba Chamisha, Kashasa Mada Bedin. And he pays Kefil and Dal Behei according to its value at the time of appearance in court. The extra words in the Pasuk, Geneva and Chaim, teach, Achi la Karen Ke'en Shogonav, revive the principal of the stolen item as it was when he stole it. Tosfos explains that this implies that only the principal is paid according to the theft, but the additional payments follow its later value. So the sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefil according to its value, when appearing in court, and broke a one zuz keg of wine he stole, requiring him to pay its current value, a four zuz, which reminds us, Rabba said that if someone stole a keg of wine which was worth one zuz, and worth four zuz when it was destroyed, tabra oshasya, if he broke the keg, or drank the wine, actively destroying it, Mishalim Dalet, he pays four zuz its current value. Ispar Mamela Mishalem Zuza. But if it broke by itself, he pays only one zuz, its original value. Rashi explains that this act of destruction constitutes a new act of theft and obligates him according to its new value. Shechting or selling a stolen item is likewise actively destroying it. So Rabba would hold he pays the principal according to its current higher value. Daf Samach Vav. So the simon for Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor who stole some wool quickly made into a garment to acquire it, which reminds us, Rabba said, Shinui kona ksiva patanina, that a physical change to a stolen item causes a thief to acquire it, is written in the Torah and taught in the Mishnah. The pasuk says, Veheshivas a gazel asher gazal, and he shall return the stolen article that he stole. The last phrase teaches, im ke'en shegazal yachzir, if the item is still as it was when he stole it, he shall return it. But if not, meaning the thief changed it, he only needs to pay money. Two Mishnayos are quoted as sources. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not, which reminds us, Rabbi said Yeush Amri Rabbanan the Nikne. Yeush, the rabbi say, causes a thief to acquire it. However, he wasn't sure if this law was Daraisa or the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef said, Yeush Eino Kona, despair does not cause the thief to acquire it at all. Afil mid Rabban, even rabbinically, he must return the stolen item. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not. Unaware that the unprocessed hides he stole and uses a mat in his shop had become tummy from his sherets because of Shinui Shame, which is like Shinui Maisa, which reminds us, Rav Yosef was challenged from a mission which states regarding unprocessed hides, Shalganav regarding hides stolen secretly by a thief, Machshav Matamasan, thought renders them susceptible to Tumah because the owner despaired of retrieving them. The thief owns them and his decision to use them as kalim, meaning mats, without further processing them makes them susceptible to Tumah. Rav said this challenge went unanswered for 22 years until Rav Yosef became the head of the yeshiva upon Rav's passing and answered Shinui Hashem Kishinui Maisa Dami. A change of name is like a physical change, just as a physical change affects acquisition because it was originally wood and is now a keli, for example, regarding a change in name also. It was originally called a hide and now it's called a tray, for example. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which did they learn why a crossbeam built into a ceiling is not considered a case of Shinui Shame? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good number two. Which did they learn if one stole a lamb and it became a ram in his possession, and then he sold or shechted it, he does not pay Dolad Vehei? That's on Daf Samach Hei. Good number three. Which did they learn the Rav says that a ganav that steals from a ganav does pay kafel if it was stolen after the owner had Yeush? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good number four. Which of them in the Chachamim hold that if someone lit a fire in another person's property, they're chayv on tools that are usually placed in a grain pile, but not for a purse? That's on Daf Samach Aleph. Good number five. Which Daf do we learn if someone receives permission to pile grain in his fellow's field and hides items there? Rav Yehuda agrees the owner would be exempt if fire damaged those items. That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number six. Which of the one a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it, and kafel and dalad and hay kashas hamada bedin. That's on Daf Samach Hei. Good number seven. Which of them that shinui kona, physical change to a stolen item, causes the thief to acquire it. That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good number eight. Which of the one that some darshan the pasuk imi matzed to teach that a motor b'kanas is pater even where edim come after. That's on Daf Samach Dalad. Good number nine. Which of the one that Shinui Shem Kachinui Maisa, and therefore a thief acquires unprocessed hides that he uses as a mat, which then can become Tame? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. And number 10. Which of the one sources that Yeush is not Kona regarding Karbanus? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.